Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning? Good? Good. Praise the Lord. Today is the last day of a 21-day fast that we're doing. Yeah. It has been crazy. I've had a lot of people that have had great testimonies of the Lord working in their lives. Maybe we'll get to hear some of those today. But we finished kind of the weekend with an all-night prayer. We hadn't done one of those for a long time. And we started at 8, and we finished at 4. And I could tell, like, right when I started to pray, I was, like, right in the right spot. Like, that this is where the Lord wanted me that night. He wanted me there. And at 4 a.m., I was pretty much, you know, like, buzzing. I'd had probably too much coffee a little bit as well. But I was really, really, like, almost vibrating inside. And when I woke up that morning, I had the same feeling going on. And for those of you who've been to encounters, Zeke, you know, it's like when you come away from an encounter, you have that energy of God. And that's what I was sensing. And you know, it's easy to let things wane, you know, because we get back into life, we get back into the routine, we get back into things that seem to captivate us again. They seem to take our attention away from important things. And how many know the Lord is the most important thing to us in our lives? Maybe we are not realizing that, but that is the case. So this morning, I'd like to just maybe activate us a little bit into a little bit of what was happening. I'm not wanting everybody to walk all around the room and, you know, play Jesus culture music, but I'm just wondering if you would stand with me for a few minutes, and we're going to lift our holy hands, as it says in the Bible. You don't have to stay like that the whole service. If you don't feel like it, we don't make you do things here, but I'm just trying to allow our hearts to connect right now with the Father. You know, a father loves to reach down and grab the son's and the daughter's hands, right? So, Lord, we're just by faith right now lifting our holy hands, Lord, without wrath and without doubting. And, Lord, we're inviting you to work in our lives today in a very significant way. Lord, we choose, Lord, to set our gaze on you, to set our focus on you, to turn our attention to you right now. And Lord, we just ask that the distractions of life that are trying to keep us, Lord, from your very best, from setting our mind on things above, Lord, that those would just dissipate today, right now. Anyone online, Lord, I pray that you would just allow them to connect with you in a real way. Lord, you are the reason that we're here. Yes, we're gathering together and we love each other, but Lord, that's because of you. Lord, that's because of what you have done in our lives, Lord. That's because of the work that the cross is doing in each and every one of us, transforming us. So Lord, right now we just commit ourselves to this service. We commit ourselves to the worship. We commit ourselves to the sharing. And Lord, we ask that you would just do above and beyond all we could ask or think. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Jesus. Holy Spirit, come in this place, Jesus. Jesus. We're here for you, Lord. We're here for you, Lord. We're here to worship your name, Jesus. We're here to worship your name, Jesus. You're the reason why we're here. You're the reason why we're here, Jesus. We don't need any other words but Jesus, Jesus. Because there's power in your name, Jesus. Jesus, you heal. Jesus, you restore. Jesus, you're the reason I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. Because of Jesus, Jesus. Worship your name, Jesus. Worship your name, Jesus. You're the only reason we're here today. You're the only one we want to see today. We want
want to see your face, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, God, the
To you, God, you make it work together for our good. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you that your love never fails. Your love never fails. And what more greater demonstration of the love of God than the work of the cross, than his sacrifice that he took for us, his laying down his life. No one took it from him. He freely laid it down. And the night before he was crucified, he sat down with his disciples and he instituted a event, we'll call it. I don't want to call it a tradition. It's an event. And it's an event that he told them that they were to do often and remember him often when we do it. And that's communion. So today we're going to take communion. We're going to receive the gift of life that comes from communion. Jesus said in John 6, he told them, he says, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will live forever. That there's life in blood. It says that in the Bible. I know it's kind of crazy. The life is in the blood. Well, doctors really discovered that later on after it was in the Bible for thousands of years. So we're going to go ahead and just come up as a family and just come and grab one of your individual cups that are sanitary. Go ahead and grab one. You can stay up here. You can go back to your seat. Communion is a celebration of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. He broke the bread and he said, this bread that I'm breaking is my body that's broken for you. And because he was broken, we're made whole. Because he was broken, we're restored. So if you have ailment in your body, if you have a broken heart, if you have something that is not right in your life, when we take the bread, remember that he was broken so that you could be made whole. So the way these work, these are two-parters. And the first part is a little tiny clear plastic deal that's on top. I know sometimes people pull them both off at the same time and it breaks, but you got it all ready to go, don't you? So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, Do you guys want to come and join us? Got some music going? Oh, you got them. Oh, you're ahead of schedule. Okay, great. Lord, we thank you that your body was broken for us, Lord, so that we could be restored. The first restoration that you brought, Lord, is a restoration of us being able to be back in the loving arms of the Father. Lord, we didn't know it, but we were enemies of God in our own minds. God loved us, but we were not able to approach him because of our own guilt, our own sin, our own broken hearts and broken lives. And Jesus, you brought us back together. You were the veil that was torn, and that now we can enter into the very holy of holies where God is. So Lord, we're going to just, before we eat this, let's just break this bread and just, as you hear it crack, just know that that same breaking was Jesus for you. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your broken body, and we take it right now by faith. This whole act is an act of faith, and we believe, Lord, that as we participate, Lord, with communion with you today, Lord, common union, fellowship, Lord, that those things that are in our lives that aren't from you, Lord, that those will be eradicated by the power of the work of the cross, in Jesus' name. You, Lord. We're taking communion, so come on up and get your elements. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How many do you need? Six?
Yes.
There you go. You're welcome. Thank you, Lord. We'll let them catch up for a second. They're going to get their bread. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your broken body. We thank you, Lord, for the demonstration of love, Lord, that was the cross. We thank you, Lord, that you are working in our lives, Lord, all the time. I pray, Lord, that if there's anything that is separating us from you in our own actions, Lord, the lie of the enemies, God, that you would just remove it from our lives. That brokenness that you suffered, Lord, would bring wholeness to us right now in Jesus' name. So just go ahead and take the little clear top off that's on top and go ahead and participate with the bread. We've already blessed it, so you guys are good. You need another one? And it says in the same way that night he took the cup and he says, this is the new covenant. The covenant's a promise. It's a promise that's not just a promise that can be broken. It's a covenant. It's was usually in blood, and it means that what I'm saying is mine is yours, and what you're saying is yours is mine. It was an agreement. And Jesus says, this is the new covenant in my blood. What he meant, this is a new relationship that I'm starting with you. And we know that the blood was the, as I said before, the giver of life. So I believe that as we drink this juice today, and we're by faith believing that it's representing Jesus' blood, that we're receiving that life that flowed through him, that life that he spilled out for you and I. And Lord, we thank you that your blood was shed. It doesn't make sense to us why you had to die and why your blood had to be shed. But Lord, we know that that was part of the work of redemption for mankind. And so Lord, right now we just thank you that you gave your blood, that your blood was spilled for us, and that now we can remember, Lord, that work that you did on the cross and still receive the power of the cross in our lives. We can receive the benefits of the cross in our lives. And we do that right now by faith. So go ahead and take the juice. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you that your body was broken for us. Your blood was shed for us. Lord, right now we just receive, Lord, all the power, all the finished work that the cross and your sacrifice brings in our lives. We choose to believe your truths, Lord, over any reports, any circumstances, any physical conditions, Lord, we choose to believe your work in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just go ahead and bring these back up. Just set them here if you can. I forgot to get a basket. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You're the center.
Make a deal. You give me what you've placed in the center of your life, whether it be your emotions, whether it be your bad attitude, whether it be your distrust, whether it be your fear, whatever it is that has been captivating you from the world, just put it on a plate in front of you. And make a deal with Jesus. You give him that little thing, which is really little to him. It may not be so little to you, but give it to him. Offer it to him. And in place of that, he's going to take it, even the plate, and he's going to give you back peace, joy, a calm spirit. An attitude that says, yes, Jesus. What do you have in your hand? God can take that and use it for good. Can you lay it at his feet? Can you give it to him as an offering? Whether that's right at your seat or whether you have to come up here and just make a big thing about it so that you know on this day, January 30th, my life changed because I gave that to the Lord and he gave me back such joy. I had anguish, but now I have joy, unexplainable joy, peace, unspeakable peace. Can you switch it with him? Can you give it to him? Let him take it, let him use it, and him give you that back. Going to just take a couple minutes and we're going to greet everybody and then come back together and just love on Jesus some more, okay? Take a couple minutes.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Good morning, church. Good morning. I'm going to pray for our valley. If you guys are unaware, we love our city, and I'm just going to pray for the valley. And Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you love Yakima. We thank you that you love Yakima, Lord, that regardless of what statistics say, regardless of what the news say, regardless of what media says, God, that you, Lord, love Yakima, that Yakima is not a lost place. It is not just a place where gangs are, where drugs are, where we have, you know, a homeless population. It's not just those things, God, Lord, but it is yours. And I thank you for this valley. I thank you for the lower valley, the upper valley, and everywhere in between. And I just pray, Lord, that you would bless this land. You would bless our city. You would bless our valley, God. And as we here represent different parts of the city, different parts of the valley, God, that as we go out, Lord, that we would spread revival in our parts of town. We would spread revival in the places that we go. As we drive from place to place, God, revival would just seep from our vehicles, God, in this place. And so I thank you so much, Father. I thank you, God, for this place. I pray for our leaders. I pray, Lord, for heavenly wisdom over them, God. Heavenly strategies, God, as they lead our city, Lord, as they pass laws, as they make different things, Lord, happen that, you know, dictate our going about and to and fro, God, that you would give them heavenly strategy, Lord, heaven strategy over them. God, I bless the people as well, the people that call this place home, the people that have been here forever, and the people that are just moving here, people that will move here in the future, God. I pray you to bless them, and you bless their houses, God, and I thank you so much for this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Are we sitting?
Yeah, we're sitting.
Okay.
At least for now. No, it's just the two. No. Don't do that. No, it's just the two of us. I mean, we could work it out, but there's four chairs, so.
Where's the handle?
I must not have got put out.
Okay.
You can go with that, right? That'll work. All right, let's. Just want to take a look here. Make sure everybody is seen. Oh, it's covering Eric up.
Yeah, I see it. We're looking at the live stream. Pastor Mike doesn't like me because I always get blocked out if you ever look on the social media.
It's like, where is Eric?
It's like Mike Wazowski.
There we go. I think I'm back. I think I brought you back. Yeah, Mike from Monsters, Inc. That's right. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, there you are, Eric. See, I can see you now. Yeah, that's important. We need to see you. You need to be seen. Otherwise, people just hear this voice like, where's that coming from? I think it's a little kid off to the side. It's like Well, praise the Lord. Is everyone doing good today?
Yes.
Yes. I think I want to start off before we get into it too much. Is there anybody that has a testimony of what took place during the 21-day fast? We're still finishing today. And if you want to go have a meal afterwards, you can call it official. But it's, I think, tomorrow morning is when we can all really say, sorry.
I was going to take you up on that.
You're like, I'm going for my coffee. Yeah. Eric fasted coffee, and he was a bear, what, like probably the first half or not even?
No, you know what? He was actually really fantastic.
He was?
Time. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, maybe he doesn't need coffee.
Oh, he is. He's a man.
He doesn't need it then.
He doesn't. Oh, but I don't know. No, it's been wonderful. I was actually really kind of, if I'm honest, I was a little bit like, oh, okay, how are we going to do this, you know? But then, I mean, every day it just seemed like he put his feet to the grind, and it was fine, and his attitude for the most part has been wonderful.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think he's only had like maybe one or two, but it was more because of like being hungry than it was not having coffee.
Oh, yeah. And then you went a little more hardcore this week.
But I did.
The main thing is that whatever we were giving up for the Lord as a gift to him, as an offering, he honors that. Mm-hmm. And he brings change not only to our lives, but like to the whole body as we did it together. We had a group of about, I think, 13 people that we were texting together, encouraging each other. We were sending out encouraging words almost every day. We forgot one day. I think it was the prayer day. But it's been really good. But does anybody have a testimony? I mean, you don't have to have a testimony, but be nice to hear
Gina.
Testimony. Gina,
come
there
on,
we
Gina.
Go. Yeah. Oops. Grab my coffee.
God bless you all. So I did the 21-day challenge, and I gave up media for 21 days, and then also, well, social media, all those apps, and then also I gave up flour and sugar. And so,
oh, wow.
Which wasn't easy, you know, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't, you know, easy. But what I took out of this fast was just leaning on God more, and, you know, the time that I spent, you know, waking up, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm clicking on Facebook and stuff. I was clicking on Bible and just reading His Word. And I had been going through something personal, just like my personal, you know, body and stuff. And instead of just running to, like, oh, my gosh, what could be wrong, you know, like, just every little thing, you know, I just left it in God's hand, and I'm like, Lord, You are faithful, you know, God is so faithful. And He came through, like a week before, you know, this last week. And I just thank God for that, because He doesn't leave us, and He knows our needs, and He just loves us so much. And I took that out of, you know, like, God just cares so much about us. And also, when we came for the prayer night, we stopped in, and I could just feel God's presence as soon as I walked in. And I didn't even want to leave, you know. Moses kept saying, okay, let's go, you know, and which is fine, you know, but I kept, like, trying to halt it and stuff. And I felt God's presence all the way home, and I even woke up, it was like 3:56, and I started praying for, like, just agreeing with all the prayers
we had
prayed throughout. And so
that's awesome.
And then also, too, like Pastor Mike was saying, like, even into Saturday, you know, I had an appointment, and I was going up to Yakima, and I just had just a worship, you know, just a heart of worship, and just, I just took that out as of, you know, like, God just loves us so much, and just the peace that He gave me, instead of, you know, like, having to just worry about everyday things. And so, God just came through for that. I've never felt like that throughout this whole, you know, throughout a fast before. I've done one before, but, I really liked it a lot. And, you know, I just thank God, because, you know, He's faithful. His faithfulness, you know, that's what I took out of it, is that He's so faithful to us. And, you know, yeah, things happen throughout this fast. You know, my ex-brother-in-law passed away from COVID, and that was really hard. And, you know, but it's like God is still faithful. Like, He has a purpose and a plan for everything. And it just gave me just, you know, like, just praying for the family, you know, just really doing it, and just, you know, just feeling God's touch and love through all this. So I encourage you guys, you know, even if you guys did it and, you know, He stopped, there's, you know, nothing wrong with that. God's still faithful, you know. And I encourage
Amen.
You guys to do that again. If you guys ever have a chance to do another 21-day fast, just give God a chance, you know, because, you know, that's what I took out of this, is His love and just His faithfulness.
So good, Gina. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Vicki, you're like, come on.
Don't be shy.
She's not shy. She just says, going like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we can't accuse me of being shy.
Yeah.
So I fasted, and I've never done the fast before, because I've always been in a position in my work where I wasn't able to. And so, but this time I did, and so I just chose a couple things that are like my immediate go-to, and that was beef and pork.
Oh, it's usually what's for dinner, and it wasn't, huh?
No, I ate a lot of eggs, and then because I'm a protein fiend, I mean, you put protein in front of me, and I'm at it.
Oh,
and
wow!
You wouldn't know that Nancy's my daughter, because she could have nothing to do with me, and she'd be happy. But another thing that I had to do with that was, like, I gave up fast food.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that's my go-to, doing the kind of work I do and on the road a lot. And it's like, just pull in, grab something quick. And I noticed, like, in the last couple of months, few months, I've come away from that feeling gross.
Oh, yeah.
And so can I go back and have a hamburger? Oh, you bet. I'm going to. but I learned that it isn't always about the quick fix.
Yeah.
For me, that was what I was giving up. Like, I did allow myself to use, like, Subway, because they are basically healthy, but it was the nasty, for your body, fast food burgers and stuff that I gave up. And it was hard. It was really hard. I didn't think it would be that hard to just not pull in when you're hungry or something. And so I learned a lot about for me that it isn't just about doing it quickly. God's quick to be faithful to us.
Yeah.
And he's quick with his love and his grace and his forgiveness right. and his salvation, but he's not quick in our growth.
No.
He is not going to tell us, all right, you're done. He's going to make us go through growth.
The process.
And sometimes it takes a process. And I've been reading that. Everything I've been reading this week about things, it's like, healing hurts. It's going to take time. You've got a broken bone. You have to set it. It has to hurt.
That's good.
These kind of things. And then also just learning to just let him do it. I've got a lot of concerns that I've had to, with things going on, and it's just like just letting him have it. Amen. And just letting him take it, and stop Amen. Trying to put it in my hands.
Amen.
And then he is but he
That's
has
from
been
a daughter.
Faithful.
Amen.
He's been faithful where I was concerned and feeling kind of small about.
Yeah.
He's been faithful with that.
Amen. Oh yeah. Well, he's doing an amazing work in your life, and I'm sure this just adds to it now. Praise God.
So I have a testimony.
Oh, okay. You have a testimony. Awesome.
And I haven't shared this with anybody. Nobody.
Oh, wow. I love those kind. Surprise.
What happened with me is because we started out doing water, but then we got COVID. Both of us got COVID in the middle of it.
We're over
and,
it. So,
yeah, we're over COVID. Yeah, but isn't everybody?
Yeah.
But,
yeah, we're done with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I noticed that I changed.
Mm.
Jesus has always been the same, but I'm the one that moved. I'm the one that moved away from this closeness that I had with the Lord. And it's not that he didn't move in my life, and it's not that he didn't love me. He did, and he still wanted the same things for me even more. But I'm the one that had pulled back and drawn back. I'm the one that changed positions, not him. And so when I recognized that, it was actually Friday night at Friday night prayer, and a new thing happened in me where I just... The faithfulness of God, it's not even that. That is powerful. But what it was is more of the intimate faithfulness of God. It's adding that personal eye to eye, forehead to forehead. He's got me. I've got him kind of. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And so Friday night was so powerful. And I have to tell you, the enemy was fighting me so hard.
Oh, my gosh, all night.
All night long. I had terrible back spasms. I was in so much pain at points.
I kept telling
crying.
Her to go home. Just
he
go home.
He kept telling me to go home. I did not go home. I was not going to I was not going to let the enemy win. I was going to, even if nothing happened with me, I was not going to let the enemy win to where I would go home early. And Friday had been a really bad day. We had had one of our very dear, dear friends passed away, and we had his funeral on Friday. And so we were
memorial
service. We were emotionally drained. We were exhausted. But God.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that I just broke out of this shell that had kind of been around me. Like I was picking at it from the inside out. Mm. Jesus wasn't doing it. He was still there and he was calling my name. And I'm the one that started like the little bird that was kicking out the shell and pushing out the shell, finally able to get beyond what I think I put up. I put that shell up. Jesus didn't. And I put the barrier there. And so Friday night, it was amazing because they prayed for me, around me, and I felt instant relief. I felt really good. Then everybody left except for a few of us, and all of a sudden it started back up, and I'm thinking, so is it like I don't have enough faith? Like, it's hurting all over again.
It's because Gina left.
That's right. It's because Gina left. But
she should have been there.
but what was so powerful about it is I just told the Lord, I'm not leaving. I know you are more faithful than hours, minutes, everything. You're more faithful. And I'm not kidding. When the Lord had the three of us, sorry, Nancy was home with babies, but had the three of us do something that was completely out of our comfort zone. Completely. You will hear about it someday, I'm sure. But and all of us felt it. All of us. But God had us do something completely out of our comfort zone. And I'm like, Jesus wins. Jesus wins. Jesus wins. Like, he won. He won the battle.
Yeah.
And he won that battle me in my body. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. And my back has not been since Friday night. Amen. Jesus has touched me. Amen.
Praise the
I'm
Lord.
So excited.
Yeah. I'm really excited because I was trying to fix your back, and I thought I heard it. And I'm like, I heard it? And it's like, okay.
Any last testimonies before I move on?
All right. Thank you.
All right. So, as you know, my family has been fasting a lot. we started the 21-day fast with doing media, which, you know, that was difficult, but we got through it. And then for the last week, my family decided to take it a step further. So, like, my dad, he fasted food altogether. He would have one, like, smoothie a day, essentially. My mom, she was fasting. She was doing a Daniel fast, yes.
No
and my brother, he started doing, I don't remember what it's called, intermittent fasting. And me, I chose to fast anything except water. So for me, I think it was the first day that we started. In my head, I was like, dude, all these, like, my family is fasting all this stuff, and I'm over here complaining with my little bottle of water. Like, am I fasting enough? And that night at youth group, I ended up hearing from God, and I got a word for a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I gave that word to them, it really touched them. And it's then that I realized, like, it doesn't matter how much or how little you're fasting. Like Gina said, it's giving God that opportunity to do something in your life.
So
or
good.
Using you to do something for someone else's life.
So,
so it doesn't
good.
Matter if you're fasting something that's as little as anything except water, or if you're doing fasting no food at all. It's as long as you're taking that step and giving God that opportunity to work
yes.
in you.
That's so good. Yes.
So good.
Hallelujah. Amen. Any more testimonies? I don't want to stop. People have them. Okay. Zeke.
So I didn't fast.
You didn't? No
I
worries.
Have no reason. I've fasted in the past.
Right.
So I praise you about the meat. Let me tell you. If you for me, meat is, I mean, I don't know if I could breathe either. Anyway, if I remember when I fasted that. It was only a week, right, Pastor? We were only fasting
for 3 days. Yeah, it was 3 days.
3 days.
For encounter?
I think
yeah.
I did four. I started, yeah. you know, I was really into it. I'm like, can't
yeah.
Anyways, I'll tell you what. You want something to rock you to the core? I mean, really get that, you know, moment of you come to Jesus moment. It's quit eating meat, you know, because meat was, even now, but back then it was a big deal for me. I couldn't eat it with every meal had meat. Every meal. Yeah. And lots of meat. You know, I've always been that way. But anyways, the reason I was up here, because my testimony is, you know, my girls. So my two girls and my wife, they did it. Like, my girls, you know, kind of have to ask them, hey, you guys going to do it? They did it on their own. And they kicked media, right? So, and I thought media was going to be hard for them to kick. But they did it pretty easy because they were, I mean, Lexi would say, hey, look, Dad, I got 150 notifications. I can't really look at those, right? So, you know, I mean, I'm an 80s kid. We never had media, right? So, I mean, I could kick media. I mean, I don't even have a Facebook. I think I share one with Tara. And I get on it once in a while. But anyways, but the kids, right, you would think that this is their life. Because I've seen some kids that can't speak to another person or even an adult without they're going through their Facebook. But they didn't. They didn't fight it. They didn't, like, they didn't try to go back to it. I think Elena was kicking normal music, but she was only doing worship music. And I make it a little hard because I listen to everything 80s, 70s. You know, so every time she's in the car, she switches it. So she kind of make me fast. But, you know, so just to see them just easily do it. And I don't know if it's just because, you know, media hasn't always been part of my kids' life because I don't even think they let them have a cell phone till high school and a Facebook till like 10th, 11th grade. Right? I didn't allow it because I've always wanted my kids to discover themselves like we did in the 80s, right? We discovered ourselves before we had something to tell us what we were supposed to look like and be like. You know, we were discovering ourselves. We were learning how to ride a bike. We were, if you had an artistic, you learned how to draw, and my kids did all of that. So maybe that's why. But I just wanted to give them a praise because they all did it so effortlessly, you know,
awesome.
Effortlessly. Even my wife. And my wife, so she, you know, everyone knows Tara's a stay-home mom. So she has that time in the morning. It's like an hour or two of where she sits. And it's just like reading the paper. She goes through her media, you know, but she didn't do it. Wow. She has that hour, like, you know, like that hour that you probably have of drinking your coffee. The house is kind of quiet. Well, Tara has that every day.
Wow.
So me being home sometimes and I see her up in the morning and she's not. She's not on her phone, you know. So anyways, I mean, I think kind of to what Skylie was saying, if you, you know, my girls were like, you know, the whole fasting thing, this is what I think that might have been the first time. And when they asked me about it, well, when I told them is fasting to me was more not of giving something up, but more of giving something up for Jesus.
Right.
Right. Because if you give away something that you dearly adore, I mean, something that you live by, you know, meat, I guess, to me, but you take that away and it leaves you open for Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So good.
Anyway, that's good. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, Zeke.
Can you share about the youth on Friday night, how they were all standing there and just received?
Yeah, yeah. We had five youth representing Friday night prayer. And, yeah, it was a powerful moment. We took a moment and we circled them up and we just began to prophesy over them and over their lives. And I didn't even notice that half of the group was made up of youth until Galen pointed it out. But I just thought that was so powerful that we had the generation, you know, the younger generation represented. Now, granted, majority of them, or if not all of them, were there because their parents were there. But, well, yeah, the Villa Lobos girls were there. Shout out Villa Lobos girls.
Yeah.
Do you want to say something, Lexi? Oh, okay. I felt like you had something.
She wants to preach.
So, Elena, do you have anything you want to share? Yeah. Okay. Come up. So it was powerful. You know, God's doing something major in our youth ministry.
Amen.
I don't know how to follow that up because you guys praised me, and I'm going to talk about how much I didn't like it. But I fasted media, which is like being the young stallion that I am, was kind of difficult. It was difficult at first because I spent a lot of my time on there because school is so social media driven. They're like, oh, you need to post the hair. I always forget, but I look at them. I look at everyone else's. But it's also how I make my money. Like, I do stuff on social media to make some quick cash. But the past, like, few months, I feel like every time I would go to bed, I'd feel, like, completely drained. And it wasn't like, oh, I just had a long day at school. It was, like, every day for 3 months. And so when I started the fast, I stopped listening to, like, pop music, and I only listened to worship, and I wasn't on socials, so I spent a lot more of my time not only, like, praying, and I read my Bible more than I've read my Bible my entire life.
Amen. That's awesome.
And just, like, listening to music that feels fulfilling and not just music that makes me do little tap dances in the bathroom. But once I started, like, giving up all that stuff, I realized that was the stuff that was draining me. It's not, like, the aspect of, like, seeing, like, meeting, keeping up with people, but just seeing other people with a lot of negative stuff, which made me feel negative.
Mm.
So we were, like, a week into the fast, and I went to bed, and I didn't feel tired.
Amen.
And I didn't feel like there was a weight on my chest. And it just, I felt really peaceful after a while, which is nice for me because I feel like my whole life I've just been like this little ball of stress. And I'm just, I get tired. But it just felt really good to go to bed and not feel like I have to worry about anything the next day. So I do recommend fasting, especially if you've never done it before like I have. But yeah.
Thank you. That's awesome.
You can follow her at Elena Villalobos on Instagram.
What's that?
You can follow her at Elena Villalobos.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Okay, well, Obviously, I'll just mention, maybe we'll get to it another time. I'm just going to talk about Psalm 133, which is what we're demonstrating here today. We're demonstrating how beautiful and how pleasant, how amazing it is when God's people dwell together in harmony. And that's really what the 21 days was about, was us linking hearts, linking prayers, linking faith, and watching what God could do. And if it's in, you know, a individual's life that is here and part of our body, it's all of us. And as soon as we can grasp and understand that if one of us is getting blessed in the kingdom of God, we're all getting blessed.
Wow. That's
if one of us is getting enriched by the Lord, we're all being enriched by the Lord. That we can, you know, esteem others greater than ourselves and give them preference. And when we do that, when they do get blessed, we can be blessed. I remember Gay went to Utah to a ladies' conference to preach. And someone asked me, he said, "Oh man, are you kind of bummed out that you don't get to go to a women's conference and preach?" I said, "Oh, I am." And they, "Huh?" I said, "Yeah, my wife's going there. I'm going there. I mean, we're one. I mean, if she's blessing them, I'm blessing them just as much."
Wow. Amen.
And that's the same thing for us as the body here, that we're part of that body. And when we celebrated communion, what a more beautiful illustration of harmony. We're all equal at the Lord's cross. We're all basically, you know, just as it says, sinners saved by grace that have been redeemed and now purchased, and now we're sons and daughters. But no one's greater than anyone. We're sitting up here just because we have a position to communicate the truths of the Lord to you.
Wow.
But we're no better than you. I mean, we're not any higher archy than you are. At the foot of the cross, we're all equal. And so that's really what, you know, true, I think, Christian fellowship and faith is all about. And that's what we want to see at One Life. And so hopefully this year, we'll go into a greater level of harmony. We'll go into a greater level. Well, God commands the blessing.
So good.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have something?
Yeah, it's so good. I just wanted to say that, you know, you heard a lot of different variations of like what type of fast were taking place over these last 21 days, you know, from media to a full liquid fast to, you know, particular food and whatnot. And again, I'll just reiterate this, like, it's not what you fast, it's the heart behind it.
Come on.
Right? So it's not I'm me doing media is, you know, and you doing just liquids is you're more holier than me. I might have a better time during my fast than you will, but nonetheless, like, it's just about the heart. And something Gaylene said at the beginning of the fast, and when she said, you know, we were had a staff meeting, and I think she was talking about her own fast, about how she's not going to give up anything that doesn't cost her something. And that's what motivated me to continue to press deeper into what I was giving up. Also, you don't have to wait for the next time we do a 21-day fast. So, yes, it was great. We did it as an organized church, and I think it was very powerful. But I want to encourage you that if you're feeling in your heart that I need to give up something for a period of time, do it and watch and let the Lord speak to you in that time. Like, what I love about Skylie's testimony, when she told me that on Monday, I was just like, wow. Like, she's sitting there thinking, you know, for her struggle was because she wasn't doing, I'll just put you on blast a little bit, she wasn't doing cereals in the morning, which is a big deal for Skylie because she doesn't eat a lot of food. So cereal is like maybe one of her major meals of the day, okay, to be quite honest. So no cereal in the morning. So she had to find another breakfast food, right? And then no media, obviously. And then she did the whole, like, I'm not going to drink any other liquids but water, which is also another big deal because this girl don't drink no water. And so, you know, parents of the year, right? And so for her, it was a big deal. And so she's sitting there at youth, though, and just kind of like, wow, like comparing, right, to all of us. And the fact that in the middle of her thinking, am I fasting enough? God's like, here's a word.
Yeah.
Right?
So
here's
good.
A word. I'm going to speak to you, daughter, because I'm not after what you're fasting. I'm after your heart.
Come
I'm after
on.
Your obedience. And so that's what this was about. So it wasn't about, oh, you know, maybe some of you didn't do it and that's okay. It's about the heart behind what we're doing.
Yeah.
Right? And so
the blessing about that is God could have given that word straight to the friend.
Yeah.
And completely bypassed Skylie. Mm-hmm. But God gave it to Skylie for her blessing in that. as well as her being able to give it to her friend. Mm-hmm. And that's how important you are to the Lord, Skyly, is that he would say, yes, you are doing enough. You are enough for Jesus.
Yeah.
He doesn't need you to be any more than what you are. You are good enough.
So good. And the thing is that there's probably individuals that didn't fast during it, and we're not any better than you that we fasted.
Right.
The thing is that in our timeline in God right now, the process that we're in, like you said, this is the first one you ever did. You were ready for it. It was that your process or your timeline was ready to fast. But the thing is that it's not about us giving up something and you not giving up something and then, you know, like, okay, now I'm going to bless the ones who are giving up stuff. It's really not about that. It should be about what's happening in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Are we able to love people better after this? Are we able to love people during it? I mean, if we're just doing this because we're trying to twist God's arm and earn something, we've got the wrong idea. Because this is about us deepening our relationship with something that we, like Zeke said, giving up meat. It was something that he knew, this is going to be hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to be prepared for an encounter he was going to go to.
Right.
And so just know that, especially for those who maybe can't fast, you know, food because of medical issues or, you know, I got to tell you, I was addicted. By the last 20 days, I was addicted to like the news service, you know, on my YouTube feeds and stuff. And, you know, and bless Jesse's heart, he was sending me all kinds of things, you know, and they were interesting, you know, because they're about, you know, what's going on in the world, you know, and I like to stay, you know, up on it. But I realized, you know, how much I wanted to see that stuff. I mean, it is hard, isn't it? Once you start getting connected to something, it's like your soul tie is going on there.
Right.
And so for me, I feel like, you know, I'm gonna, you know, look at some news, but I'm gonna be very careful about how much I do. And this is one more thing I wanted to add. Let's not just go from a 21-day fast to just gluttonous, you know, fiends again. You know, whatever the glutton may be. You know, you going out and getting 5 Big Macs tonight, right?
No 5 Big Macs, Vicky.
Yeah. But the point being is, let's see if we can maintain a heart of fasting where we're saying, Lord, we want you more than anything else.
Yes.
Like we sang last week, nothing else. Like we sang today, nothing else matters. Only you, Jesus.
I want to read this story as we get ready to close. And the reason I want to read this story, I think it's going to be self-explanatory, but I want you to understand the lesson that's learned in this story is something that is the continuation of a life lesson. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. One day, the father of a very wealthy family took his son on a trip to the country with express purpose of showing him how poor people lived. They spent a couple of days and nights on the farm of what would be considered a very poor family. On their return from their trip, the father asked his son, "How was the trip?" "It was great, Dad." His dad says, "Did you see how poor people live?" He says, "Oh yeah," said the son. "So tell me, what did you learn from the trip?" And the son answered, "I saw that we have one dog and they have 4. We have a pool that reaches to the middle of our garden and they have a creek that has no end. We have imported lanterns in our garden and they have stars at night. Our patio reaches to the front yard, and they have the whole horizon. We have a small piece of land to live on, and they have fields that go beyond their sight. We have servants who serve us, but they serve others. We buy our food, but they grow theirs. We have walls around our property to protect us. They have friends to protect them." The boy's father was speechless. The son added, "Thanks, Dad, for showing me how poor we really are."
Oh, wow.
"I was once poor, but now, from what the Lord has given me during this fast, I am no longer poor. Mm-hmm. I am
Praise
rich
God.
Because of what he gave me in the last 21 days.
So good.
That's so good. You have anything, Nancy, to finish with?
My mom.
Oh. Oh, it's okay.
It's Elena's fault.
Oh, okay. It's your fault, Elena.
I was listening to what Elena was saying, and then it's also yours too, Pastor Mike, because you were saying keeping a heart of this.
Right.
So what would it look like if we fasted things like negative speech?
Oh.
If we fasted complaining? If we fasted judgment? You know, how would that look in this city, in our church, in our families, within ourselves? And I will tell you, I am one, if somebody tells me something, you know, somebody hurt them, I'm like, what? You know, I'm like
ready to
be in it. So I know that I have to work on that in myself. And so, and when Elena was talking about feeling, you know, anxious all the time and then tired at night because she's all wound up because you're carrying the burdens of others, well, that's not your place either. That's God's place. And then when we give up that negative and that whining and that negative speech and that feeding into it, when we fast that, we also make that space in our heart and in our lives available to Him.
Okay.
And when I fasted, I got to have somebody keep me accountable. I had Hope. She kept me accountable.
Hope kept you accountable. That's
so
good.
She'll be keeping me accountable for this too now that I've opened my mouth, because she's one of the most sweetest, kindest people, and, you know, speaks well to people even when I forget to. And so just think about that it doesn't always have to be something like food or something, but just remembering something that you do that is probably negative to you or, and, you know, harming you in some way and not of God, fast that.
Will you do me a favor? Will you pray for us about that? Because I think that's revelation right there. And I'd like to hear you to pray before the Lord for all of us. Because that's truth right there that you're preaching. That we need to get rid of things that are hurting others and hurting ourselves. So would you pray about that?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you today, Lord. And we just say, Lord, break these chains off of us, Lord, the chains of complaining and the chains of negative speech about ourselves and those around us in our community. Lord, we lift our hearts to you. Lord, we lift our words to you and our faces to you, Lord. And we want to receive blessing from you. But Lord, we want to bless you.
Yes.
We want to bless you with correct speech, lifting each other, lifting you, lifting those around us, Lord. Help us to remember these things, to fast the negativity in our lives and on our hearts, Lord, to make space for you to fill it. Lord, we all know that you are so faithful. And Lord, help us to keep remembering to open up to you every day, every morning, fasting something that we know is not good and opening that space for you. And Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time of fellowship and for this time of praise and testimony, Lord. And Lord, we just love you and we just thank you.
Yes, amen. Wow, thank you. That's so good. Just want to do one more thing before I excuse you, because it's been like 3 weeks. We haven't even mentioned it, which is no big deal. God takes care of us. But for anyone that would like to give, I'm blacking on. We have a box up here that you can just put your money in. We have a box in the back, and then you can give at onelifefamilyworship.com with the give button. So that being said, you guys all have a blessed day. I have been enriched being with you. I really have. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Woo!